This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the intelligence of our listening audience. Great texter here says, I'll make this quick. Been a pro sports fan for quite some time. I've grown tired of millionaires playing for billionaires complaining that they can't afford to live on what they make. Give me a break. Maybe all these fools who they are should go back and realize what the average person works for and saves up to come watch them play maybe one time in their life, and yet they take the day off because they need rest. Come on. 100%. I know you do too, Pete.
Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it? It's unbelievably frustrating, Dave. I mean, it's something that we've been talking about for a while now, and I feel bad, obviously, the health issues with Popovich and everything, but he was one of the guys behind all of this, too, the beginning of doing the load management. And, you know, it's a disservice to your fans. That's the way I view it. And it's something that, you know, you can never get that back, because those guys who spent the money to be able to go there, who don't have even millions or hundreds of thousands or anything, really, for them to go there for their entertainment and be able to see a Michael Jordan. Michael never sat out. Michael played hurt a lot, as a matter of fact.
Yep,
so
he sure did.
It's a different world, though, and these guys feel like they're due this, and that's even worse. That pulls the sport down even that much more.
Yeah. Michael also didn't take too many technicals in his career, from what I remember. Part of that's probably because he was Michael Jordan. He got leeway, and I think that's another topic for another time. Anthony Edwards picks up his 16th technical this week. He gets fined quite a bit of money. I'm trying to find. I think it was it $35,000 for a technical. And I think there's a couple things at play here. Anthony Edwards is frustrated. He's frustrated, I think, that he doesn't get the same star treatment that he believes he should. And he's continuing to take it out on officials. He was automatically suspended one game, did not play in the second half of a back-to-back against Utah. The Wolves have lost two straight, largely without him. And all this being said, as we played in at the end of the last hour, it wants to be the face of a league. And if you want to be the face of a league and a face of a franchise, you quite simply cannot continue to take technical fouls and use profanity and all these things that he's been doing. And if he needs to change, because the league will never back him. as the face of the league if he continues to do this. In addition to that, he's hurting his team. The Timberwolves cannot win if Anthony Edwards is not on the floor. And this is part of being a star player. The other team is going to try to get under your skin. Eventually, the dam breaks and you go after an official instead. But you can't keep doing that, because eventually you're just going to have that MO of being a hothead. And if it continues, and I'm not saying it's there yet, but if it continues, teams are going to say, yes, he's a great player, but the caveat is he can't keep his temperature. He can't keep his temper in check. He can't stay on the floor. And if you want to be the face of a franchise and the face of a league, then you got to change the way you play. It's as simple as that. He has got to change his attitude. And we forget sometimes how young he is. What is he, 23 years old?
23. You know, I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
He's 23 years old. And so there's some growth here that needs to happen. But it's time. It's time for that growth. It's time for that transformation. It's time for Anthony Edwards to start to say, okay, I got to let all that go and push it out, play ball, and ball out for my team, for my league, and then you will become that guy. It can't just be about playing anymore. It's not in this day and age. You can't just be a good player and expect to have all the accolades, because there's so much more. The NBA is facing a huge identity crisis right now. Huge.
Yeah.
They have the identity of a bunch of crybabies who don't want to play the sport that they're being paid millions of dollars for. And you cannot put a guy on a poster who's leading the – I don't know if he's leading the league in technicals, but is getting 15 and 16 technicals in a season. You're not going to be that guy. And so it's time for Anthony Edwards to do a real gut check and go, okay, what do I want to be? Do I want to be the face of this team in the league and be that player? Or do I want to let my emotions continue to get the better of me and continue to just scream and yell and be a complainer every night on the court?
I would love to see Michael Jordan reach out to him and try to coach him from that perspective. Just to give him the idea of, you want to be the face of the league? Then here's what you have to do to be the face of the league and get this thing turned around, because your commissioner's not doing it. He's doing almost everything he's doing it wrong. You know, from the All-Star game to the games themselves, to the load management and the lack of ratings, a lot of that is due to his allowing things to happen. And in this case, it's a problem, because Anthony Edwards, I view him so similarly to the talent level of maybe, and I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan, but he's a young guy who's got nothing but upside in front of him, and he's an absolute freak when it comes to what he's able to do on the basketball court. Now, he's 23 years old, as you said, and Terrence Shannon, who actually has stepped in and done very, very well, our first-round draft pick from Illinois, he's 24. So we do have to keep, I guess, that into some perspective, but it doesn't matter, because if you want to be there, and he's the guy who said that, you want to be the face? Okay, you want to be the face. You have to do things the right way, and you can't do the swearing. You can't get all of these fouls, like you were saying, and it's something. I mean, the fact that he got suspended, I know it's only a game, but still, nonetheless, that hopefully is a wake-up call to go a different direction and be a basketball player, not be a guy who's out there whining and doing all that, because if that's the direction he wants to take – well, then he shouldn't be the face of the league. And so he has to make a decision. Does he really want to be there or not? And if he does, which I think he does, he's got to fix this side of him. And that's something, I put that on the Timberwolves. I even think that a guy like Michael Jordan ought to reach out to him and give him some advice, because he certainly isn't getting it yet, or he would have stopped getting all of these technical fouls and all the rest of it. So somebody's got to get in his head and get him back straight that it's about basketball, number one. It's about all the other good things that he does, being friendly with the fans and playing and not doing load management and all the rest of it. That part of his game is great. He has to fix the entire part of his game, though, and his game includes those penalties or those fouls that he continues to get, as you said.
Yeah. Brian Windhorst of ESPN, I think, really put it very well this week. He said, quote, "Even if the 16th tech was soft, he's got another 15 of them." He does lead the league, by the way. He's an excellent player. He's absolutely the heart of the Timberwolves. He's got to be, but he's got to be available to them. He's not playing the second night of a back-to-back without three starters in Salt Lake City. He's hurting them Thursday. He hurt them Friday. Not acceptable for Ant. He's got so much more going for him. He's got to control his emotions better. And I would add to that, he's right. I would add to that that the league is starving for great players and good people like Anthony Edwards. And yep. I want to make sure that this is abundantly clear. Anthony Edwards is a good human being, I think, by all accounts. He mm-hmm. loves his team. He does stuff in the community. He is always available, I think, to fans at least for autographs and things like that. But he's got to grow up, and that's what this comes down mm-hmm. to. This is a growth moment for him. You're 23 years old, and it's time to figure out how to act like a 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got to change if you're going to be that guy. Someone texting and says, does Dave watch the games? Ant said he doesn't want to be the face of the league. I don't know that that's true. I think he has said that. In fact, we had LeBron James saying, Josh, that was LeBron talking about Ant. Am I correct at the end of the last hour?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. So I do think that he wants to be that guy. And even if he doesn't, even if he doesn't say it, he wants to be that guy. Charles Barkley is saying he's going to be a role model.
Even if he – and Dave, I would say this. Even if he doesn't want to be, he kind of is, right?
Yeah,
I mean, he has reached a level where – yeah, he's reached a level where people are – I mean, we all know LeBron James is 40 years old. He's been a face, yeah. right? But, you know, whether he wants to or not, you become something, you know, especially at his young age and what he's already accomplished as a player at this level in the NBA – it's unbelievable. I'll tell you the one thing that I came away with, though, is this Terrence Shannon, the fact that he got that opportunity to be a little bit more of a player, get a little bit more time, and the games that he played, the last three games, he's 17 points, 25 points, 17 points. He's shooting 60% from three-point. I mean, we got a good draft pick there who can be on the floor a little bit more, and I think the coach is starting to find out that between he and Jaden McDaniels, we've got some players that probably should get more time, and I think those two guys really have stepped up as well.
Yeah, you would hope that he's getting a little bit of some advice. I agree. It'd be great if Jordan reached out to him. I don't know how Anthony Edwards would work with that, but mm-hmm. I do think that he needs to get. I'm sure that there's some people. I'm sure we're not the only people in the world telling him it's time for him to grow up. Right, it's mm-hmm. time. It's time for him to make a change. So, Texter says basketball is killing itself. Start with the fact mm-hmm. that good players spend 1 year in college and then leave. Then load management stuff in the pros, along with being crybabies. Yeah, I mean we've talked about this that there's identity crisis right now when it comes to what basketball is going to be, and they have to figure that out because. Well, the ratings are going down. And when the ratings go down, the money doesn't come in. And when the money doesn't come in, it eventually hurts the league. So it's something that they're going to have to figure out. And they need these guys to be better examples of good sportsmen on the court in addition to just being great players.